Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ricky.
Are you a supervisor?
How are you today? Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ricky. I'm the supervisor here. How are you today?
Mad.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can I have your first and last name, and can you verify your address for me, please?
Carla Hardesty, 2688 Finley Ridge Road, Campbellsville, Kentucky. When I filled out for this, I filled out to agree to pay shipping for a mixer. I did not agree to a health and fitness thing. Nowhere on the stuff that I read that I filled out said anything about agreeing to a health and fitness thing. And now I'm getting charged a ridiculous amount for something I'm never going to use and never wanted to begin with. This is the second month my husband's credit card has been charged for this. I never agreed to it. I agreed to pay shipping and handling.
Okay. So I apologize for the misunderstanding. You were charged a dollar deposit. It looks like you were refunded for the $59.89. And it will go back into your account on 3 to 5 business days for the one for the 16th of May. What I can do for you for the one in April is issue out a $55 refund. Would that work for you?
Yeah.
My mom, please.
And then make sure we don't get charged no more, because, no, I never agreed to any of that.
Yes, ma'am. Your account is canceled. One moment. Okay, one moment, please. Okay, so I was able to go ahead and get you refunded for the $55. We'll go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay, and then you already did the one for this month?
For the one for May, it's already been fully refunded.
Okay.
Okay, thanks so much for calling us support. They'll go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, because like I told that other one, I never got a confirmation email. But she said, yeah, we sent it. I never got it.
Okay, no problem. So the refunds will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.